From the Heart, August 26. Receive to give. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. The work of building up the kingdom of Christ will go forward, though to all appearances it moves slowly, and means are so limited that impossibilities seem to testify against advance. The disciples were bidden to feed the hungry multitude before eating themselves. After the wants of all had been supplied, the command was given, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." 12 baskets full were gathered up, and then Christ and his disciples ate of the precious, heaven-supplied food. In the place of shifting your responsibility upon someone whom you think more richly endowed than you are, work according to your ability, even though you have but one talent. Christ received from the Father. He imparted to the disciples, and they imparted to the multitude. All who are united to Christ will be doers of his word, receiving the bread of life and imparting it to others. Our Savior placed in the hands of his disciples the food for the people, and as they emptied their hands, they were again filled with the food, which multiplied in Christ's hands as fast as it was called for. This should be a great encouragement to the disciples of Christ today. Christ is the great center, the source of all strength. A Paul may plant, an Apollos water, but God only giveth the increase. This is so that no one may boast. The most intelligent, the most spiritually minded, can bestow only as they receive. Of themselves, they can manufacture nothing for the needs of the soul. We can impart only that which we receive from the hands of Christ, and we can receive only as we impart to others. As we continue imparting, we continue to receive, and the more we impart, the more we shall receive. Thus we may be constantly believing, trusting, receiving, and imparting. In the hand of Christ, the small supply of food remained undiminished until the famished multitude were satisfied. If we go to the source of all strength with our hands of faith outstretched to receive, we shall be sustained in our work, even under the most forbidding circumstances, and shall be enabled to give to others the bread of life.